Classic High Society, Bob Helm with Turk Murphy, early in the 50s at the Italian Village, one of Turk's earliest venues in San Francisco. And that disc, plus the Live at Carson Hot Springs and many other rare and wondrous discs that contain Bob Helm's work, can be had through the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. Their website is www.sftradjazz.org. Well, Helm was long associated with the West Coast jazz scene. His understanding of jazz was much broader. He once told me that in his early years, during the 30s, when he was traveling through the Midwest, he sat in playing clarinet with the Western swing band of Bob Wills. Helm was always up for playing in all kinds of settings with all kinds of musicians, appearing in dozens of varied settings over the years. He was honored at jazz festivals, frequently interviewed, and even the subject of a documentary on the BBC. Bob was also frequently invited as a special guest to perform at all kinds of events, recording sessions, parties. And at some point in the 1960s or 70s, he was performing often with the little-known but much-loved West Coast El Dorado Jazz Band. Here he is with El Dorado and a vocal by the delightful Miss Carol Lee. Around 1990, I was frequently recording jazz festivals on the West Coast for broadcast, and I was very lucky on one occasion to be recording New Orleans clarinet player Jacques Gauthier's West Coast-style band when he brought up Bob Helm as a guest. The chemistry between these two masters was remarkable as they launched into Lou Waters' Friendless Blues and then tore into Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me. Thank you.
Friendless Blues, composed by Lou Waters. Bob Helm on the clarinet. Thank you.
Jacques Gauthier's Creole Rice Yerba Buena Jazz Band, live at a West Coast Jazz Festival in the early 90s, featuring honored guest Bob Helm, to whom we're bidding a fond farewell this hour. Bob's rich and productive life ended in September 2002, and he played up until just a few months before his passing. Shortly after his death, a celebration was held of West Coast traditional jazz fans, and dozens of his musician friends played and fondly recalled this sweet, gentle, individualist, and talented one-of-a-kind musician. On that occasion, the Gold Dust Jazz Band, led by his old friend, banjo player John Gill, and consisting of former associates like drummer Clint Baker, pianist Marty Eggers, Tom Bartlett on trombone, and clarinetist Bill Carter, paid him tribute by playing Bob Helm's clever little ditty, She's Just Perfect for Me, sung by cornet player Bob Schultz.
I've looked around and found a place to land on solid ground. I'd like to introduce you to the future missus of my dream. Introducing Miss Emily Blake. She's only 7'3". But her daddy owns the First National Bank, and she's just perfect for me. Those crooked teeth that cast in her eye, they're defects I scarcely can see. 'Cause her cellar's stocked with bourbon and rye, and she's just perfect for me. Please don't think that I'm greedy at all, 'cause I remember the bread line. And when I think of a headline announcing our wedding day, she buys me bonds, Mercedes and such. Ooh, she's generous as can be. I'm even sentimental about the sound of her crutch, 'cause she's just perfect for me. Don't get around so much anymore, she's got an old trick knee. But her checks are good for 7 figures or more, and she's just perfect for me. Well, she's losing weight, gets thinner each year. She only weighs about 93, a tall, thin one. She may not be Madonna, but she's very sincere. She's just perfect for me. Well, I don't know how long it'll last. Her doctor tells me she's ailing, and her eyesight is failing. I think she's over the hill. But having a chauffeur sure beats driving the bus. I'm gonna miss that 803. But as long as her dough lasts, we never will fuss, 'cause she's just perfect, an E plus ultra. She's just perfect for me, oh yeah. That's for you, Bob.
From a wonderful tribute concert for Bob, hosted by the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation in 2002. Bob Helm's original tune, She's Just Perfect for Me, sung there by cornet player Bob Schultz, who shared quite a few years in the Turk Murphy Band with Bob Helm. My special thanks to Leon Oakley, the other cornet player who played with Bob for years in the Turk Murphy Band. Leon provided some of the rare small band performances that we've heard this hour, and thanks also to Ed Sprankle. As I've said, many of Bob's early recordings are documented in CDs released by the San Francisco Traditional Jazz Foundation. Again, their website is www.sftradjazz.org. Some of Bob Helm's more recent efforts with various bands, such as the Down Home Jazz Band and South Frisco, plus his 1996 Hotter Than That CD, are available from Stomp Off Records. Links to both those sites can be found at the Jazz Rhythm website, www.jazzhot.bigstep.com. Here's "Of All the Wrongs You've Done to Me," Bob Helm clarinet, recording with Turk Murphy, trumpeter Bob Scobie, Burt Bales piano, for Good Time Jazz in 1949. Hope you've enjoyed the music of Bob Helm. Thanks for joining me and saying farewell to a wonderful guy, a remarkable musician who I think made a huge contribution to our understanding and appreciation today of early classic jazz. That's Jazz Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for listening.